seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday. Absolutely unbelievable story here about trafficking. Thursday, by the way, for the podcast, January 29th, 2026 edition. DeMoose, in talking about the sponsorship of his bills, not only the fact that we're a border community with Sault Ste. Marie, there's also a lot of cross-border activity, as well as other ways to do it. We often make the mistake of thinking it's just sex trafficking, but there's also labor trafficking. We've had issues with that, especially in the agricultural parts of our district. I said that before the break. Well, in working through the packages, DeMoose said that he had thought previously, in his mind, white vans pulling up at shopping centers, at stores, boxing in vehicles, going up and kidnapping the woman. But then he explained that he heard the story of a 13-year-old girl who was flirting with a boy on the internet, who convinced her to send a photo of herself naked. Well, in fact, it turned out that she actually had sent it to a 40-year-old man. He said to the young 13-year-old girl, "I own you now. And if you don't do exactly what I say, I'm going to show this to everybody at your school, and I'm going to show it to your parents." Well, the girl agreed to meet this man who basically kidnapped her. Later, during the investigation, police actually found the photograph on the home computer she used to send it to him. DeMoose said, "In my mind, I went from having one conception of what I thought human trafficking was to something else completely." According to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, 764 signals of human trafficking reports were made electronically. These were the ones received from the hotline in 2024 from Michigan alone. A total of 340 cases were actually identified that year, with 585 reported victims. NESL's office published those numbers from 2024, and they were actually nearly 300 more than it was in 2023. State of Michigan ranked behind only much larger populated states of California, New York, Florida, Georgia, New Jersey, and Texas. This is a problem in the state of Michigan, because these cases go widely unreported. The number of victims is likely much higher. While this legislative package would increase the fines and sentencing guidelines for violations involving commercial sex and human trafficking, increase penalties for tracking offenses, and also more law enforcement absolute enforcement of these laws. Law enforcement is basically what Nestle's press release said. Now, Officer Rick says, I'm pretty sure the reason, Randy, they went from 16 to 18, because that enhances the criminal enforcement of the offense. I didn't think of that. They can't criminally charge a minor. They have to be an adult. So that makes good sense. Thanks for that input. Jim, I don't know what to tell you. We've done everything we can, and I'm done talking about it. Now, one of the things that is kind of interesting, and I'm going to wrap this up here. I think I have time to cover this story. Basic versus advanced life support. What one bill would do to change for EMS. And this is kind of interesting. Right now, even if a patient's life is on the line and they're an hour away from the nearest hospital, the paramedic sitting in the back of the basic life support ambulance still cannot perform immediate sedation assistance, intubation, or clearing of surgical airways, even if they know it could save the patient. Paramedics who perform these procedures anyway risk losing their license and even face potential prosecution. However, this may not be the case in the future under House Bill 5249. The bill was being heard testimony in the public hearing on the House Health Policy Committee. The bill, sponsored by UP State Representative Dave Preston of Cedar River, the bill would create a new adaptive care license. Oh, here we go, another license. This new adaptive care license would provide certain community-based basic life support paramedics and ambulances so that they can sometimes function as a limited advanced life support level paramedic. ALS ambulances, these are the advanced life support ambulances, require more highly trained personnel and more specialized equipment and medications. Basic life support ambulances are limited based on who is on board and how the vehicle itself is licensed, as well as the medical actual medications that is in the ambulance itself, what they basically stock it with. According to Josh Thune, the ambulance director for Mid-County Rescue Squad in Menominee County, this is way up in the UP, this change would immediately unlock a huge amount of unused capacity. About 60% of their calls already has someone in the vehicle who's trained above a normal EMT. Right now, those providers, however, are forced to operate under basic life support rules because of the ambulance itself. These technicians know when higher care is needed. State Representative Preston said this bill is a game changer. It's a force multiplier when you're allowing somebody to use their full licensure in a situation within reason. This will lead to better outcomes and better treatment of people who live in rural areas, sometimes more than an hour or so away from the nearest hospital. So, did not know the difference between the basic life support ambulance and the full ALS, advanced life support. But evidently, even the medications they stock on board are different, along with the personnel. So pretty interesting, Bill, pretty interesting situation. And there are a lot of communities up here, especially in northern Michigan, where we are definitely, definitely more than an hour away from any hospital. So pretty interesting story there, pretty interesting, Bill. Let's see, do we have time? Yeah, we'll get started on this one. We'll wrap it up in the last segment. A free market think tank official testifying before the House Oversight Committee on Corporate Subsidies and State Investments echoed concerns from the chair, Steve Cara, about artificial intelligence and data centers needing to have more reins on them. Cara and Heartland Institute Director Glenn C. Haskins, Emerging Issue Center Donald Kendall, put their feet on the line by stating that the regulations needed to be set by the government to get a society that will have all the positive benefits of artificial intelligence but totally avoids all the negatives is a difficult proposition. The general idea, would be an association of ethical artificial intelligence that would be run and overseen by a non-governmental agency. Perhaps creating an ethical association would be given governmental approval to issue accreditation and also have the power should be given to this group, perhaps of 7 to 9 people, who could actually perform government agencies' oversight. Kendall said that the group he belongs to is also a free market group. However, we have questions about artificial intelligence and have been bringing them up to our elected officials. We've raised these concerns and stating that we feel that perhaps the ethical treatment of the subject information is antithetical to free markets. Free market needs to be a decentralized system, and AI puts the power in the hands of one centralized system. So we'll continue the story, wrap it up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, continuing on with this House committee hearing talking about guardrails and reining in artificial intelligence. One of the people speaking, Kendall, said many people have viewed artificial intelligence as a tool like a calculator. But the problem with AI is that it can be programmed or trained to ignore or remove entire subjects. He brought up one AI program called DeepSeek that wouldn't give answers that went against the Chinese Communist Party. Well, come to find out, DeepSeek, that particular app of artificial intelligence, was actually created in China. One of my biggest fears is that we're going to have manipulated AI models that are basically being built into the foundations of any industry, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the justice system, or even if it's our own state government. He said he's worried that AI systems could manipulate facts in a subjective way to get an outcome desired by any industry or ideology. AI chatbots have steered teenagers into suicidal acts or even encouraged them to perform outrageous acts. This is kind of where this puts you in a unique position, where you are eyeing the idea of a massive, for example, data center in your state that would give Michigan a larger seat at the table when it comes to talking about potential guardrails. We have to consider what other states are doing and create an AI Bill of Rights, but also put in safeguards, guardrails, and rein in this technology where needed. So, even though the president is very much pushing artificial intelligence, wanting us to be leaders in it, compared to China and other countries that are looking to be leaders of artificial intelligence, we have to look at also the downfalls, potential pitfalls of this technology. So that's what they were talking about in this House Oversight Committee and follows up basically the story I talked about yesterday, where Attorney General Dana Nessel has joined 35 other attorney generals across the country calling on Twitter X to get rid of Grok, G-R-O-K. This is an artificial intelligence-based program in Twitter that you can actually create sexual images and videos, taking the face of an individual and putting it on to an X-rated video and then posting it, making it look like that person is having sex, as well as even graphic sexual photos, not just videos, but pictures as well. Well, that was passed under legislation last year, unanimously by the House and the Senate, signed by the governor, but it didn't specifically spell out the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. Very, very, very interesting situation, and we will follow up on these stories as well as this potential that's happening in the House Oversight Subcommittee. Corporate subsidies and state investments, and how they're going to deal with artificial intelligence here in the state of Michigan. I see I got a comment coming in. One of the things that we're looking at is this, I guess you would almost call it oversight committee that Jay DeBoer is the chair of. One of the things that they're looking at is going forward again with some more election integrity issues. Subcommittee election integrity being chaired by State Representative Rochelle Smith. Still asking for certain things from Jocelyn Benson. Well, it looks like now that it may, in fact, have to go to court. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson refusing to provide certain information called for by the committee. Now they're looking at the potential of having to hire an attorney and actually take her to court. Another little sub-note under the House Oversight Committee. As a matter of fact, I spoke to Patrick Kobach earlier this morning, and he plans to come on the show here soon to talk about the changes and events happening across the country. Fulton County, Georgia, as well as other states. He said he plans on coming on the show sometime next week. So we'll be closely following these stories and the House Oversight Committee's activities, and we'll keep you guys informed. We're going to go to Washington. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.